Today was the debut of The Real World, the new one.
So our friend Eric Nies, I should text him. Should I text him?
No.
See if he wants to do the show?
Yeah, well, after we do our show, then you can text Eric Nies.
Oh, I was thinking, you don't want to see if he can jump on right now?
That would be great.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So let me text him and see if he can jump on right now.
Yeah, because it just debuted today on the Paramount Network.
Right. Okay, so let me just text him real quick. All right, so talk amongst yourselves. And let me text him while you're...
So they debuted the...
What should I say to him?
Hey, doing a radio show right now. Are you near a Zoom? Can you come on? Want to talk about The Real World? He's a big story today about The Real World.
I know, because he had COVID, so he had to do it from a hotel room.
Right. So
that's so Eric. That is so him.
There's seven people that were picked to live in a house in 1992 in The Real World. So they brought them all back. And the weird thing is, they all, for the most part, look exactly like they did 30 years ago. They look...
Yeah, they do look amazing, all of them.
And it's in the same loft they did in 1992. So they brought everybody back in 2021. They made them stay in a hotel for a couple of days. So they made sure nobody had a COVID. So when everybody got together, they were like, well, where's Eric? Eric's not here.
Right.
And then he shows up on the TV screen. He goes, hey, by the way, I have COVID.
Right.
So he says he didn't feel bad.
Is he still sick?
I don't know. I mean,
was it live? Did they do it live?
No, it's not live.
Oh, okay.
It's The Real World. They did it probably 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Could be live. You know, people are doing like live reunions all the time of stuff. You know, every time you see like, you know, Saved by the Bell live reunion because they all got together. Remember they just did the did like a Zoom of a live reunion of something.
Oh no, this isn't that. This is like a Real World episode.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah, so they're living in
this. Let me just see how many numbers I have for him, because maybe he's on another one.
They're in the same loft. They're staying there for 6 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they're actually, they showed previews and all that, what's coming up. But the funny thing is, so the six of them are there. Mm-hmm. Eric is the only one that's super healthy.
Yeah.
Like crazy healthy.
He's in great shape. He's stayed in great shape. He's a trainer and a fitness guru guy. And
he drinks the green drink.
The green drink he made us all drink. Yeah. Oh, but in case you don't know, I mean, I'm sitting here talking about Eric Nies like it's so obnoxious. But he and I worked on a show together called Confessions of a Teen Idol. And he was one of the teen idols. And I was the expert on the show, the therapist on the show, the fame expert, or whatever they called me. And so he was one of the guys on the show. And we got super tight because we all spent a lot of time together. We spent a few months together, just like, you know, picked to live in a house. It felt very much like that. And he's awesome. Like, he's amazing. And then you and I were doing our radio show like now. But so he would come on our show all the time.
He'd be on there all the time.
All the time. We had him on all the time. And he would, talking about everything, talking about like fitness stuff or what was on his mind or news of the day. Like, he was like a regular guest on our show.
Yeah, it was either him or the guy from Blue Lagoon.
They were the two. Chris Atkins was one of the other ones.
They
yeah,
were the exactly. ones that were on the right. show all the time.
Yeah, but we had them on a lot.
So the other people on the show, you know, they're like us. They're not super healthy. They're a mess. you know, but Eric lives on his green drink and sleeps with crystals and all that.
Yeah, he's into all that stuff.
And he's the one that gets the COVID.
I know. You know, I'll tell you exactly why I think he got COVID. I mean, I don't know. I haven't spoken to him in years, like literally years. But just knowing him, he's a very generous guy. He's a really nice guy. He's the first person to like go out of his way for somebody, but like ridiculously out of his way. Like, you didn't need to do that kind of stuff. Mm. My guess is he probably was helping somebody who either didn't know they had COVID and ended up giving it to him, or maybe he was helping somebody with COVID with crystals and green drink and all that stuff, you know, try to heal and get better
from the inside out.
and then ended up contracting it. That's my guess. It was, is that I could be completely wrong. I could be just making this up. But if Eric Nice got COVID, it was probably because he was offering his help to somebody for some reason, ends up getting sick as a result. That's my guess. We'll have him on the show. If not tonight, I'll book him for another day. And we'll ask him that question, like how he thinks he got COVID. And that's, I guarantee that's his answer.
Do you think people know how they got COVID?
Yeah. A lot of people, most people do. Yeah. There's contact tracers out there, you know?
So I know, but if I got it, it could have been from anywhere.
But I think it's easy to figure out because the contact tracers will say, like, you know, they'll figure out when you first had your symptoms and where you were a day or two before that. I mean, it's not a perfect science, but I think there's a lot of people that it's pretty obvious they do know where they got it from.
Mm. Okay, so here's a piece of what it looks like now.
What it looks like now?
The real world.
Oh, okay.
Good. So, I mean, you could tell everybody looks pretty much better or the same.
Yes!
But isn't it deep that we're in the same freaking place? It's crazy.
It really is an unreal experience. I mean, to go back to somewhere where a place was almost resurrected.
Okay, he looks a little older.
So long ago.
I kind of remember this guy.
Pandemic of all things. We're just beaming, sitting.
And there's the long hair guy, and he still has long hair.
Family coming back together again.
Which one's the? I don't know if I remember. I remember her.
Yeah, she looks exactly the same.
Exactly the same. She has not aged a bit.
The last time we talked, I think it was you and I were on the phone with him. I think that he's in a really good place.
Well, Eric sat right in his, well, it wasn't shaped like this, but he sat right in his living room and said.
So I will get to the Eric thing.
COVID, so yeah.
Look, I don't think I remember that. Oh, was he the magician, musician guy?
Oh yeah.
Shit.
He had the long black hair. There's Eric.
See, doesn't he look amazing? He looks exactly the same.
Where are you?
I'm in a hotel somewhere downtown. Hi, Julie. Hi, Andre.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, Andre is
I love him. He's like sitting on the couch, cross-legged. He's such a guru. I love that about him. He's such a guru.
He is the guru.
He was very, I won't say who because it's not my place to, but there was somebody that worked on our show that was having drug problems. Like, they were having problems, like just different problems. And could have been crew, could have been, I'm not going to say who it was, but it was somebody who was affiliated with our show. I'll say it like that. Eric, who didn't have to do anything for this guy, went out of his way, took this guy under his wing and helped him get sober and get clean and get healthy and got him on an exercise regime and literally saved this guy's life, literally saved his life. And nobody paid him to do it. That's just the kind of person he is. He's a really good, genuine, I can't say enough about him. And that's why I think he probably got COVID helping somebody.
Right. So
like I would get COVID yelling. I'd get into a fight with somebody at the supermarket and I'd be yelling at them. They'd be yelling at me. And that's how I would get COVID. Right.
That's exactly how you would.
Not him. He gets COVID because he was trying to help save somebody's life. Like that's the kind of person he is.
Yeah. So
versus me.
You can get the whole first episode. They put it up on YouTube. I don't know. Oh, cool. I don't know how we're going to get the other episodes. I don't know.
Because you don't know where MTV is on your dial.
No, it's not on MTV, though. It's on Paramount Plus.
Oh, ooh. I don't know where that is.
I don't know how to get that. It's like CBS All Access. You know that?
I don't know what that is.
Well, nobody does because it went out of business today.
No.
Yeah, CBS All Access, no more. So.
Oh my God, was it? I didn't realize it was a thing.
Exactly, and that's that's why it went away. But yeah, with Paramount Plus, it's another freaking $10 a month out of my bank account, probably for it.
But it doesn't make sense because what's Paramount that I need to get Paramount Plus? I don't have a Paramount channel. Do you mean like Disney Plus makes sense because Disney has a channel. Disney has an app.
Wow.
I gotta go download a Paramount app. Like what? But what is Paramount even? Like all the movies that are on Paramount, I can get elsewhere. So what is it?
They bought eight commercials during the Super Bowl to announce it.
Oh well, I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
They kind of rolled that out, but they're rolling it out with MTV shows and Beavis and Butthead and things like that that Paramount did. But
I can find that anywhere. Disney owns stuff, you know, Pixar and Star Wars, like they own stuff. So that makes sense why Disney would have a channel, because they have a platform, because they have lots of stuff you want to watch.
They have a brand.
They have a brand.